Hi, this is Jeremy Perlman speaking to you on a recorded line. How are you doing today?
Hi, I'm good. I was just returning a phone call. She didn't leave a name, though.
Okay, no worries. This is in regards to the NEC lawsuit. Were you or any loved ones ever diagnosed with NEC after using the baby formula?
My son was, yes.
Your son was? Okay. I'm sorry to hear that. How many weeks of gestation was he when he was born?
28 weeks.
28. Okay. I'm sorry to hear that. 28.
I just talked to a guy on a recorded line. He said that
he probably transferred. It was FinCorp you spoke with, and he probably asked you some of the same questions I'm going to ask you.
Oh, because I really couldn't understand him, so that's perfectly
no,
fine.
You're good. And then, of course, we are speaking on a recorded line, as I said in the beginning.
Okay.
And then, one second. Let me open up the form. And then you would like to see if you meet the criteria to participate in the NEC lawsuit. That is correct?
Yes.
Okay. And then you do not already have an assistance with an attorney. That is correct?
No.
And then you can affirm you did not sign any paperwork in regards to this. That is correct?
No.
Okay. You didn't sign anything, right?
Right. That's correct. No, I didn't.
Okay. No, you're good. And then your child, was it your daughter or a son?
Son.
Your son.
Okay. Makai.
And then, okay. And he was diagnosed with NEC necrotizing enterocolitis?
Correct.
Okay. And then what injuries has he sustained since then? Is it any ongoing gastrointestinal issues, intestinal perforations, scarring or in the intestines, sepsis, cerebral palsy, any neurological damage, or any other serious or long-lasting injuries?
Liver problems.
Liver?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm sorry. It's just liver issues. And then there are medical records showing proof of diagnosis or injuries, correct?
Yes. I gave him the hospital. Do you want me to repeat everything? Advocate, Good Samaritan,
okay.
Hospital in Downers Grove, Illinois.
Yeah, I'll get all that.
I'm sorry.
No, you're good. You're good. Don't worry. And then what was the date that your son was diagnosed roughly with the NEC?
He was diagnosed... I think like around March 13th, 2011, because his surgery date, I remember, was March 15th, 2011.
Okay. Yeah, no worries. And then was your son diagnosed with NEC prior to giving baby formula? That is not, he was not, correct?
No, he wasn't diagnosed prior to.
Okay. All right. Then how long after taking the formula/fortifier was your son diagnosed? Was it within 7 days or over 7 days?
How long after taking the formula was he diagnosed?
Yeah, how long after being fed the formula? Was it within 7 days or over 7 days?
Oh, over 7 days. I started noticing symptoms about 2 weeks after the formula.
Okay. Well,
gradually got worse.
All right. And then was it Similac brand or Enfamil?
Enfamil.
And you are filing the claim for your son. And what was the facility's name where your son was diagnosed with the NEC at?
Advocate, ADVOCATE, Good, like GOOD, Samaritan,
mm-hmm.
Hospital in Downers Grove, Illinois.
I got it. On 3815 Highland Avenue.
Yeah, that's on Highland Avenue.
Okay.
He was asking me the zip code. I'm like, oh.
No, you're good. I got the address right here. And then zip code 60515.
Oh, I did get it right.
And then, put the address here. Diagnosed. And where was he? Where was your son born at? Was he at the same hospital?
Yeah, same hospital.
Okay.
He was in the NICU there.
Okay. And your son is still with us, correct?
Yeah, he'll be 14 next month.
Yes. And then you do have authority to sign on his behalf, aka you're his mother.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. And then you are a citizen and your son are a citizen of the United States, correct?
Absolutely.
And you said he was how many weeks?
When he was born, 28.
28, okay. 28. And he was diagnosed at the hospital, correct?
Yes. Dr. Hall, Tyler Hall, yep. H-A-L-L.
I'll get that from you. I'll get that from you just at the end too. Yeah,
oh, I'm
thinking,
sorry.
No, no, don't be sorry. You have all, don't, you're good. What is your son's date of birth?
2/24/2011.
2011. And he is, you said 14?
He's 13. He'll 13. Be 14 next month.
Oh, I'm sorry. And then.
Yeah, his birthday's coming up.
Yeah, I just got it. I know. I didn't look.
No.
And then you have his birth certificate, correct?
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. And then were any other family members, friends ever affected by NEC after using the formula?
Not to my knowledge, no.
Yeah, no, you're good. No worries. And then can you confirm your son's gender for me?
Male.
Thank you. I have to ask. And then can you, his first name, can you spell it?
M-A-K-A-I.
Makai.
Last name? Mm-hmm. Yeah. You need last name?
It was the same last name as you, Marks?
No.
Oh.
Smith. S-M-I.
Okay.
Smith with no E.
S-M-I-T-H?
No. Yeah, S-M-I-T-H. Correct.
Okay. And is he a junior, senior, second, third?
Nope, just Makai Smith.
Okay.
Makai Christopher Smith.
Christopher? C or a K?
K.
Okay. I'm going to just put it in.
You're the first person that's ever asked me that.
I always ask.
You must know a Christopher with a K.
I talk to so many people and so many spellings of names. So
oh,
it's
okay.
Always, yeah, that too. And then also, yeah, it's also, I also did know somebody growing up. So yeah, they are right about that. And then you're Tabitha, correct? T-A-B-A-T-H-A. Okay.
Correct.
And then Marks.
Yep.
And then no suffixes to your name, correct? Junior,
no.
Senior. Okay. And you're the parent. What is your date of birth?
August 20th, 1988.
Okay. And then email I have for you is tmarks820@gmail.com, and this is the best number to reach you on, correct?
Mm-hmm.
And this is a cell phone?
Yes.
And best way to reach out to you, would that be, well, best time of day? Would that be morning, afternoon, or evening?
Probably, it varies. I would say the evening.
Okay. And if you miss their call, I'm going to give you their number, so the attorney. So if you do miss, you can always call them back.
Okay. There's a day. Can I put a day, like Fridays are better for me to reach, Thursday or Friday?
Yeah, I can look over here. Best days to reach are on Thursday or Friday. Okay. I put that here on the bottom. One second. Okay. And then what is your best physical address, Tabitha?
7623
mm-hmm.
Sussex, S-U-S-S-E-X, Creek Drive, apartment 208 in Darien, D-A-R-I-E-N, Illinois, 605, what is my zip code?
605-61. Okay.
Yeah.
You're good. I got it right here.
I almost said 605-15, but that's theirs.
No, you're good. I have a thing where it populates, too. Let me see. Yeah, 605-61.
Yeah, I don't know why I didn't know that, because I was saying 605-25 earlier, because that's where I lived when he was born. And then I'm like, okay, there's a 601. I don't know. It's been a long day.
Yeah, we're getting – no, you're good. We're going to go over a bunch of zip codes. I get it. And then apartment 208, so number 208. Let me make sure that went on the map that correctly. Number, you said 208.
Correct.
Okay. Number 208. Okay. And then there are documents to show that you are power of attorney or his mother, correct?
Yeah. Birth certificate.
Yeah. And then what is your name as it appears on the birth certificate?
I believe my full name is on there. Tabitha Kennett, K-E-N-E-T-T-E.
K-E-N-E-T-T-E?
Yeah.
Okay. And then Marks?
Yep.
Okay. Tabitha K-E-N-E-T-T-E Marks. Kennett Marks.
Yeah, like Annette with a K, yep.
I got you. Okay. I thought I misheard this one. Okay, no worries. And then,
no, it's a little ghetto.
And then Mother's name we got. Okay. And then any of these, were any of these issues during the pregnancies for you? Hypertensive disease, any tobacco use, illicit drug use, placental insufficiency, delayed cord clamping, HIV or AIDS, or none of the above?
None of the above.
Okay. No worries. And then your child, he was born premature. And it was, mm-hmm. was he, I'm taking it as we went over this earlier, he was born in Illinois, correct?
Yes.
And he was diagnosed in the NICU?
Correct.
Right. Roughly, what was the admission date to the NICU?
Well, he was born at 4 pounds, 4 ounces, so, probably.
Was it right the day he was born?
Yeah, I was going to say his birthday. I don't think they.
No, you're good, yeah. So around 2/24 of 2011?
2/24,
okay. Mm-hmm. And then. /24/2011, and when would he have been discharged from the NICU? Just roughly, you can give me the month.
He was discharged 2 months later, so end of April. April 26th.
Okay.
April 26th.
Okay.
My birthday, I remember.
Yeah. Thank you. And then you said he was 4 pounds 4 ounces, correct?
Yes, when he was born.
Okay. And then when did they start giving him the baby formula? Was it when he was born? When he went in the NICU?
When he was born, yeah. He didn't start experiencing symptoms until about 2 weeks after.
Okay. And then he would have stopped using it around the 2 weeks, or was it a little more after, like 3 weeks he still used it? Or when would you say he stopped using it? You can just give me a rough estimate. I know it would have been somewhere March 15th, 14th, if it was that long.
Let's say March 13th.
Okay. It just needs to be just a rough estimate.
Yeah. Because he was on, vitamin therapy, nutrients. They stopped all the feedings and stuff, so.
Okay. And then you first learned of a possible connection between the baby formula and the child and the NEC diagnosis, basically, like you said, around a week or two after he started taking it, so maybe March 4th or so?
Yeah.
Okay. I'll put March 4th, 2011. And then what was the time between the usage? Oh, I have it right here. Actually, I can do the math. Sorry. The 24th, and then you said he was diagnosed about on the 8th. What was it? I'm sorry.
No, the 15th.
The 13th, right? He was diagnosed the 15th.
I'm sorry. His surgery was the 15th.
You're good. So the 13th, so that would be... Yeah, that's when we have the end usage date, the 13th. Yep, that makes sense. And then connection the 4th, time between usage would have been about... Let me make sure this is not last usage. Hold on 1 second, okay? Hold on.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So when he first used it in insurance, so it would have been around 2 weeks or so between the first time he used it and the injury? Okay. Maybe two and a half, something like that. It just needs to be rough. And then he was fed the child, your child was fed the formula or fortifier in the hospital, or the NICU, that is correct?
Mm-hmm. Every 3 hours, yep.
And then did your child have any of the following symptoms after drinking the cow-based milk formula? Low body temperature, green vomit, apnea, hypotension, bradycardia, swollen, red, or tender belly, trouble feeding, constipation, lethargy, diarrhea, or none of the above?
He had the green vomiting. He had bloody stool. Mm-hmm. He had breathing issues, and then stomach pain.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then you do have, there is a copy of medical records that do exist for him. That is correct?
Yeah.
And then what treatments or medical procedures did your son undergo due to NEC? Was there any antibiotics, blood transfusions, assisted ventilation, PICC lines?
He was on one antibiotic, Ampicil, but he also had to have surgery, a laparotomy.
Okay. Let me put that in here. Exploratory laparotomy.
Yeah.
Okay. And then also antibiotics.
And the abdomen from the intestines, reconnect, yeah.
And you said the surgery was 3/15, right, of 2011? That's when he was treated?
Yeah.
Okay. And then was this all took place at Advocate Good Samaritan where he was treated and things like that,
yes.
Diagnosed?
Everything good. Yep. He was in NICU, pediatric, yep.
Okay. All right. I'm just going to put all their information here again. 1 second. Thank you for having all this on hand.
No, I'm trying to do my best, like, to remember.
No, you're good. You have.
Long.
Yeah,
it was so,
good.
Like, traumatizing. I'm like, shit, how did I forget this?
No, I get it. No, I get it. And then, do you remember any of the if you don't remember the diagnosing doctor's name or treating doctor, I can choose Advocate Good Samaritan. Is that fine?
I remember. Dr. Hall.
Is that Dr. Hall?
Yeah, Dr. Hall.
Okay.
Tyler, T-Y-L-E-R, Hall.
T-Y-L-E-R, Hall. H-A-L-L, I take it?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Doctor. And he diagnosed and treated your son?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And then the phone number, 630. And A here. Best days to reach your Thursday or Friday. And then would you like to add an emergency contact in regards to this?
No.
No worries. It's not required.
Not that,
Yeah, they made that's a I have to ask that to everybody. And then let me just confirm everything with you, and then I'm going to send you the documents. We'll complete them, and then that'll give the lawyers permission to basically start pulling the records and reaching out to you to confirm stuff.
Okay.
And then I'll let you know the call is recorded in the beginning. You would like to participate in the NEC lawsuit, and you do not already have an attorney, and you can affirm you have not signed any documents with an attorney. That is all correct?
Correct.
And then your son, unfortunately, was diagnosed with NEC, necrotizing enterocolitis, and then he has liver issues.
Correct.
That he's dealing with till today. And then there are medical records.
No.
What?
Yeah.
Sorry. sorry. I'll do it separate. Your son was diagnosed with necrotizing enterocolitis, and that would have been around 3/13 of 2011, correct?
Yeah, but he's not still suffering today. I thought that's what you said.
Yeah, no, but the injuries he sustained in that time were liver issues.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, liver issues.
Yeah, that's the only problem, yeah.
Yeah, over the years, and then he got over them years later, I guess.
Correct.
Okay. But he was dealing with them for a few years after?
Or
a little bit after?
Well, he still had the liver, we still have to monitor that. So.
Okay, yeah. Okay, just liver issues. Yeah, just need to be something. Even if it's slightly monitoring, that's fine. And then I'll put liver issues here, monitoring today, monitoring still today. And then there are records for that, the NEC diagnosis, and then was not diagnosed with NEC prior to being given formula or fortifier, that is correct?
Right.
And then your son was diagnosed was Advocate Good Samaritan Hospital on 3815 Highland Avenue in Downers Grove, Illinois. And he was also born there.
Yep.
Right. And then it was Enfamil formula?
Correct.
You are his mother?
Yes.
Thank you. All of these are going to be redundant. I'm sorry. And then you do have authority to sign on his behalf, and you are both U.S. citizens?
Yes.
Right. And then gestational age at birth was 28 weeks, and he was diagnosed with NEC at the hospital. That is both correct?
Yep.
All right. Your son's date of birth is February 24th, 2011, and he is 13.
Yes.
All right. And then, of course, you do have your son's birth certificate.
Yes.
Your son is a male. First name, M-A-K-A-I, middle initial K, and then last name, Smith, S-M-I-T-H.
Right.
And then I did forget to ask these two questions because I always do save them for the end. What is your child's social? I will need his last four and your last four.
His social? Ooh, good question. I think his is 0526.
0526. And then what is your loss for?
I'm sorry, I'm lighting it up.
You're good.
9679.
9679. Okay. I'll confirm him right here again. And then Makai's last four is 0526, and your last four is 9679.
Correct.
Okay. And then, okay, we got all that correct. Tabitha, T-A-B-A-T-H-A, last name Marks, M-A-R-K-S. Is there any middle initial you'd like me to put down?
You could put a K for me, too.
Okay, same as your son. Okay. I'll just put the letter K down for the middle name and then no suffixes in your last name. You are the parent, and then we confirm the social already, and then your birthday is 8/20/1988.
Mm-hmm.
And then tmarks820@gmail.com. This is the best number to reach you on, and it's his cell phone, and best time of day would be evening, and then Thursday or Friday was the best days to reach you.
Correct. Anytime Thursday or Friday.
Okay. And then address of 7623 Sussex, Sussex Creek Drive, apartment number 208 in Darien, Illinois, 60561.
Yep.
Okay. And then you are the mother to your child, so you have the documents to show your power of attorney, such as the birth certificate and things like that, correct?
Yes.
And then Tabitha Kennett Marks, Kennette Marks, is what is listed on your birth certificate, on his birth certificate?
Yes.
All right. And then hypersensitive disease, none of these were issues during pregnancy, so none of the above. Your child was born premature in Illinois, diagnosed in the NICU admission date roughly of 2/24/2011, discharge date of 4/26/2011, and birth weight of 4 pounds, 4 ounces.
Yes.
That is all correct. Okay. And then roughly baby formula usage date would have been 2/24, so when he was born of 2011, and ended around 3/13 of 2011 when he was diagnosed. You learned the connection around 10 days or so later, so around 3/4 of 2011, and that was around 2 weeks between usage and injury.
Yeah, it sounds about right.
About rough, just roughly. Yeah, roughly.
Yeah.
And then your child did your child did use the formula in the hospital. That is correct.
Yes.
And then green vomit, swollen or red belly, and then also I forgot the last
symptoms,
red
blood
stools.
Stool, green
yeah,
vomit,
there we go. Sorry.
Breathing issues.
Breathing issue. Okay. All right. There we go. Bloody stools. Sorry, I didn't have the bloody stools unclicked. And then there are medical records that exist for your son, correct? They'd be
yeah.
in the hospital. And then he took antibiotics and also had an exploratory, sorry if I say this wrong, laparotomy.
Laparotomy, yeah.
I said it right. Okay. And then your son was last treated for NEC 3/15 of 2011, to the best of your knowledge.
Yes.
Okay. All right. And then that was by diagnosed and treated by Dr. Tyler Hall at Advocate Good Samaritan Hospital on 3815 Highland Avenue in Downers Grove.
Yeah, pediatrics. Yeah.
And then I have the notes right here. Best day. And I'll put anytime Thursday or Friday. Let me fix that. And I'm going to send you a text right now. Hold on. Oh, that was correct. So you should get a text right now. It'll say my name, Jeremy Perlman, wants to send you a DocuSign. That should have been it. And then,
I got it.
Yeah, you want to click on that link. And that link is giving permission to the attorneys to basically pull your records and to also start reaching out to you. Sorry, it's somebody in my office's birthday if they're singing happy birthday.
Okay, how do I sign?
You have to hit that start. You have to hit start.
Oh,
first.
Okay.
Yeah, that's just happened to be somebody else. I don't know why they have it like that, where it's a sign.
I was trying to click the
yeah.
checkbox.
I know. I don't know. I don't know why that page is so confusing like that. And then it'll ask you to sign the one time in the yellow box. You can either select a style or draw. And then once you do adopt and confirm, that should save it. And then just anywhere else there's yellow, you tap. It might ask you for your initials as well. And then let me send you a text too once you do complete it. Hold on. And I'm going to text you from my direct number as well. So once you hit finish. Tabitha.
Okay, it says done.
Yeah, I got the email.
That was fast.
Yeah, no, a DocuSign's quick like that, where as soon as you finish it, I get an email. And then that's my number, that 949 number that I just texted you from.
Okay.
Let me make sure I sent you the actual right phone number. Yeah, I did. Okay, 909. Did you get that text from the 949 number?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, it'll say my name, Jeremy Perlman, in regards to NEC mass tort lawsuit. That is my direct number. So if you don't hear from the attorneys in a week or so, they're probably going to reach out to you within like 24 to 48 hours. But if you don't hear from them in a week, please call me and I will transfer you over to them. And they can either update you or basically transfer you over to them, or I'll update you.
Okay.
But at the moment, that is everything. You have my number. If you don't hear from them in a week, please call me. And I do thank you so much for your time. And I'm sorry for everything that you were going through in regards to that. You know, that is very scary.
It's been a long journey, but that was, it seems like ages ago, but still same yesterday. But I appreciate you calling me because I really couldn't understand the last
time. Yeah, no, no worries, because I know some of the people.
I think he was getting frustrated with me, but I was really trying.
No, you're good. Was he have a thick accent, or was that what it was, or just a bad connection?
Both. So the first time it was like a bad connection, and then he called me back, and I could hear better, but it was like, you know, pronunciation. And it's already like I have a hard time pronouncing some of these medical things.
No, like necrotizing. I would like to hear how they
do. Yeah, necrotizing. Intercalitis. So,
Because they speak to me for a second. Like, usually he would have talked to you and then transfer you to me. And then I would talk to him at the beginning, like, hey, who do you have on the phone? And he'd say, I have Tabitha. And then, I would love to hear how he would say that though. But, I thank you so much for your time. I'm glad it worked out so you didn't have to deal with that as long. You have a wonderful day. And if you have any questions, you have my number. So you don't have to deal with anybody else.
Okay. Thank you so much. You have a good
wonderful day. Thank you so much. You have a good day. Bye-bye.